1955年4月12日
April 12, 1955
全美国的教堂钟声几乎同时敲响，工厂。
The bells of churches across the United States rang out simultaneously.
打响了汽笛，学校里的孩子被老师带到操场上。
The school bell rang, and the children were taken to the playground by their teachers.
齐声念诵祷词。
Praying with all one's might.
商场里的陌生人互相拥抱着，泣不成声。
Strangers in the mall embrace each other and cry.
不是因为战争结束了。
Not because the war ended.
而是因为一个叫乔纳斯·索尔克的年轻人在实验室里熬了整整7年之后。
Instead, it was because a young man named Jonas Salk had spent 7 years in the laboratory.
把人类历史上最恐怖的一种瘟疫彻底扼杀在了实验台上。
Completely eliminate the most terrifying plague in human history in the laboratory.
在那之前的每一个夏天,
and every summer before,
都是美国家长眼里的噩梦。
All of them are nightmares in the eyes of American parents.
脊髓灰质炎,
polio,
也就是老一辈常说的小儿麻痹症。
That's what older generations often refer to as poliomyelitis.
这种病毒极具传染性。
This virus is highly contagious.
尤其偏爱侵袭免疫力薄弱的儿童。
Especially prefer to attack those with weakened immune systems.
近1952年一年,
In 1952,
全美就确诊了近58,000个病例。
There have been nearly 58,000 cases diagnosed in the United States.
3,000多个孩子因此丢了性命。
3,000 children have lost their lives as a result.
2万多人落下终身残疾。
20,000 people were left with lifelong disabilities.
那些侥幸活下来的大多离不开一种叫铁肺的金属。
Those who managed to survive mostly relied on a metal device called iron lung.
圆筒里全身被机器包裹。
The body is completely wrapped in a machine.
只露出一颗脑袋。
Only showing one head.
靠着桶内不断变化的气压,
driven by the constantly changing air pressure inside the barrel,
勉强维持呼吸,
struggling to breathe.
医院的病房里,
in the hospital ward,
一排排铁肺整齐地摆着, 孩子们,
rows of neatly arranged children,
睁着眼睛望向天花板,
staring at the ceiling,
机器发出的声响像是某种冷酷的倒计时,
The sound of the machine is like a cold countdown.
就连坐在轮椅上执掌这个国家的总统富兰克林·罗斯福也是脊髓灰质炎的受害者。
Even Franklin D. Roosevelt, who sat in a wheelchair and was a victim of polio, was the president of the country.
39岁那年,
At the age of 39,
这种病夺走了他的双腿。
This disease took away his legs.
每逢夏天，恐惧就会笼罩整个美国。
Every summer, fear will engulf the entire United States.
父母们就像防贼一样把孩子死死锁在家里。
Parents lock their children up at home like a fortress.
直到一位名叫乔纳斯·索尔克的年轻医生站了出来。
Until a young doctor named Jonas Salk stood up.
他亲眼目睹了无数家庭破碎。He
witnessed countless families falling apart.
痛哭的惨状，下定决心拯救万千。Determined
to save countless lives.
饱受病痛折磨的孩子，奈何当时的医学界权威一致认定。The
child who was suffering from illness was diagnosed by the medical authorities at the time.
必须使用活病毒。
Must use live virus
才能激发人体免疫力,
can stimulate the human immune system.
但索尔克深知这个方法存在极大隐患。
However, Salk was well aware of the great danger of this method.
一旦把控不当,
once control is abused,
反而会直接感染体质脆弱的儿童。
Instead, it directly infects children with fragile bodies.
因此
Therefore,
他在地下实验室里开始了日以继夜的研究。
He began his tireless research in the underground laboratory.
经过七年无数次观测与实验后
After 7 years of countless observations and experiments,
他终于摸索出一套全新的研发思路。
He finally figured out a brand new research approach.
把病毒彻底杀死。
Completely kill the virus.
只保留完整的病毒空壳。
Keep only the complete virus shell.
用这具空壳去骗过免疫系统。
He's a hollow shell trying to deceive the immune system.
让他提前记住敌人的模样。
Make him remember the enemy's children in advance.
这样不仅能让免疫系统产生抗体。
This not only allows the immune system to produce antibodies.
还绝不会伤害人类。
It will never harm humans.
苏尔克激动万分。
Salk was overjoyed.
第一时间对外公布研究成果。
To publish research findings to the public as soon as possible.
期盼着能尽快挽救生命。
Hoping to save lives as soon as possible.
可让他万万没想到的是
What he could do was to make them completely unexpected.
他的理论石沉大海。
His theory was buried.
甚至遭到主流医学界的无情嘲笑。
Even ridiculed by mainstream medical circles.
没人觉得这种死东西能防住病毒。
No one thinks this thing can stop the virus.
更没有父母敢拿自家孩子去给这个无名医生。
There are even no parents who dare to bring their children to this anonymous doctor.
当小白鼠，眼看无数孩子仍在相继瘫痪。
When white mice see countless children still being paralyzed one after another.
为了打破偏见
To break the stereotype.
苏尔克做出了一个极其疯狂的决定。
Suo Erki Zuo Chuli Ji Jai Kai Feng Quang Ju Ju Ding.
他抽出提炼好的疫苗。
He extracted the refined vaccine.
毫不犹豫地扎进了自己。
Without hesitation, he plunged into himself.
妻子还有三个年幼儿子的体内。几周后
My wife has 3 children and they are all in their early years.
奇迹出现了，索尔克一家安然无恙。
Miracle happened. The Salk family was safe and sound.
体内还产生了极其强大的抗体。
The body also produced extremely powerful antibodies.
消息传开后
Once the news spread,
一场人类医学史上空前规模的临床试验拉开了大幕。
A groundbreaking clinical trial unprecedented in human medical history has begun.
180万名绝望的父母含泪签下同意书。
1.8 million desperate parents signed the agreement in tears.
让孩子们参与了这场改写人类命运的试验。
The children participated in this experiment that changed the fate of humanity. 1955.
令人振奋的消息传遍全球。
Exciting news has spread around the world.
索尔克疫苗绝对安全有效。
The Salker vaccine is absolutely safe and effective.
全国各地的教堂
Churches in all over the country.
同时
At the same time,
鸣响大钟，无数父母在大街上相拥而泣。
Many parents were seen embracing and crying on the street.
那个专杀孩子的恶魔终于被杀死了。
The evil that killed children has finally been killed.
在接下来的时间里
In the following time,
这款疫苗被大量投入医疗中
This vaccine has been widely used in medical treatment.
几乎将小儿麻痹症从地球上彻底抹除
Almost completely eradicated polio from the earth.
成为人类历史上拯救儿童生命最多的伟大发明
to become the greatest invention in human history, saving the lives of children.
直到今天
Until today,
他依然在化作糖丸和蒸水
He was still turning into sugar pills and tea.
守护着我们子孙后代的健康，疫苗
Vaccines that protect our descendants.
问世后
After its release,
无数医药巨头们挥舞着支票找上门来。
Countless pharmaceutical giants came knocking at the door with checks.
只要他点头申请商业专利。
As long as he nods to apply for a commercial patent.
瞬间就能狂赚几十亿美元。
Instantly earn tens of billions of dollars.
成为世界首富。
Become the world's richest person.
可索尔克却当众宣布拒绝一切专利。
Corso publicly announced his refusal to accept any patents.
面对惊愕的记者
，In the face of astonished reporters,
他微笑着反问：“疫苗没有专利。
”He smiled and asked, "Vaccines don't have patents."
请问你能为太阳申请专利吗
？Can he apply for a patent for the sun?
索尔克用一生的坚守与赤诚
Suo Erki Yan Li Sheng the Giant Xu Yu Kai Cheng
告诉世人
Tell the world
真正的富有
True wealth
不是你攒下了多少
It's not about how much you've saved
而是当你两手空空地离开这个世界的时候
Instead, when you leave this world with your hands empty
全世界都停下来为你祈祷。
The whole world will stop and pray for you.